producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Check your radios. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hope you guys have your seatbelts on. A lot of you guys are driving around. Apparently, there was a lady who didn't have her seatbelt on correctly. And I guess she got a ticket. The officer gave her a ticket. You know, I sometimes don't have my seatbelt on correctly, and it's not on purpose. It's, you know, body parts are sometimes in the way. And so sometimes I'm like, okay, this is really, really hurting, you know, one of my body parts, so I am going to put it around that body part. Well, apparently, Texas woman was hit with a $175 ticket. Apparently in Texas, they got a click it or ticket, which is a phrase we kind of get a lot, even not in Texas. And a Frisco, Texas mother found that even though she clicked it, she still got a ticket. I think that's so cute. This is on WTSP. Whitney Dunbar was driving to the mall with one of her three kids Tuesday morning when she had to make an unplanned stop on a road. She pulled over and stopped, and the police officer asked if he knew why I was being pulled over. Oh, I see. This was an unplanned stop because she didn't want to be pulled over. I get this. He told me I was not wearing my seatbelt correctly. How does he see that? I mean, I'll drive by a police officer at 80 miles an hour. How does he see how secure my seatbelt is? He said, she's 29 years old. She said she wasn't even speeding. And she was wearing a seatbelt. But the arm was over the shoulder strap. She said, I had a sick baby in my car, and I was trying to hand her a piece of fruit. I had to give it to her. I'm still watching and still being safe. I don't ever get tickets. But wearing a shoulder strap over me is just super inconvenient. So now she got the ticket. I know, I got some comments on this. But the ticket was $175. She is a, quote, stay-at-home mom with three kids, she says. Apparently, Frisco police informed CBS 11 in a statement that the seatbelt was obviously worn improperly and warrants a citation. Yeah, I hope they don't notice that I wear my bra incorrectly, too. You know, those bra straps, no wonder you can't wear a seatbelt, Dr. Dahlia. I know. Boy, I don't know. Dunbar expressed her frustration on Facebook to alert her friends about a law that is seldom enforced. She believes this should have just been a warning. I don't understand how a motorcyclist doesn't have to wear a helmet, but you're being ticketed for not wearing a seatbelt. She says she doesn't want to come out as bashing police, but rather questions why she has such a harsh penalty. And now she's going to take it to court. Here's the thing. Okay. Obviously, the seatbelts are there to protect you, and we have found that wearing seatbelts appropriately protect you. That's a no-brainer. But, I kind of feel for this woman because when I had to deal with the kids, I don't get this. Sometimes the seatbelt is very flexible, and you could move, and it stretches. And sometimes the seatbelt is fixed. It's the same car, same seatbelt. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you put the seatbelt on, and, I mean, it won't move. And you feel like you're restrained, like in a roller coaster. And then sometimes you feel like you could bend and move. And I just never know, my seatbelt is as moody as I am. I just figured, okay, well, it's PMSing, whatever. And so I don't know which is safer, for it to be fixed like that, where you have no flexibility, or if, you being able to stretch all the way down to touch your feet, that's not correct either, because the whole purpose of the seatbelt is to keep you restrained. So, when I was dealing with my kids, and, when you have a child that's a newborn, he's rear-facing. So you have a back seat that could be very far away from you, and you have the kid that is rear facing. Now, I didn't have to give my kid fruit or anything like that, you know, because he was too young. But my problem was I wanted to make sure he was breathing. My kids both had big heads. You thought I have a big head. They have a big head. And whenever they would be in their car seat and fall asleep, you know, the heads are heavy. The heads are very heavy on babies, much more heavier than, you know, what their neck can support, et cetera. It takes a while for them to develop the neck muscles and support their neck. So even though they're properly strapped in and the car seat is at an appropriate angle, my kid's head would start to, you know, just go forward. So I would drive holding their head back so they wouldn't cut off their windpipe. And because I wanted to make sure their head was there. So I would be driving with one hand and one hand reaching all the way to the back seat so I could hold them. And then every now and then I would check their breathing. And it's very hard because they weren't really loud breathers. So I'm like, okay, how do I tell if they're breathing? So one way to tell if somebody's breathing is you take some glasses, you stick the glasses in front of their mouth, see if they fog up the glasses. If they fog up the glasses because of the moisture in the respiration, then you know they're breathing. So it was a very painful, in fact, I think I have neck issues from all that, making sure my kid was okay. You know, because I, you know, my first one, you couldn't have, you know, there was nobody in the back seat to watch him. It's very frustrating as a mom to have a child you can't see back there. Now, mind you, it protects them, okay? I am not against rear-facing car seats. That's the safest way for the baby to be. You need to do that. But it is so frustrating. Now, see, now, there's certain mirrors you could get farther down the car so that you could watch the baby, but you still can't tell if the baby's breathing. Now, somebody like, I don't understand, Dahlia, why do you have to check if the baby's breathing? Well, because when you're a new mom, that's just the kind of stuff you do. You just think your baby's going to stop breathing. It's just one of those fears you have. And remember, when I had my kids, so Stoney was born in the year 2000. Stoney Boo. Yeah, little pocket tushy. Little cupcake tushy was born in 2000. Well, that was right after I had finished training, and we had been dealing with issues of SIDS, sudden infant death. So you hear of sudden infant death with, you know, crib death, you know, kids in the cribs. And I'm, you know, and so I kind of extrapolated that to I'm going to watch my baby when he sleeps. And, you know, when you're in traffic and your commute is 45 minutes, and I drag that baby to work, I drag that baby everywhere because, you know, he was my baby. I wish I was like a kangaroo where I could have a pouch. I could just have him sit there on the pouch. It was very, very frustrating. So, yeah, I understand wanting to move around and having kids and all that, but not the easiest thing. And until they figure out a way for a kid to be safe in the front seat, we moms are going to have to just adjust. It's frustrating. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Do you find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey Purification Elements. That's That's because they're interchangeable with most slow-flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow-flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I was prepping for my show last night for today. And there was an article saying too much social media could mess up your sleep. And we're all like, well, duh. I mean, I try to go to bed and you hear the bzz, bzz, bzz. Yeah, every time Twitter has a post or Facebook has a post, you know, for me that I'm connected to. And it's driving me crazy. And I have to kind of have my phone on because I need to, you know, in case there's an emergency with the patient, I have to be able to wake up to the phone. So, with, you know, when I saw that earth-shattering, you know, study, I'm like, well, no, duh. Apparently, there was a lead author, Jessica Levinson, who's a postdoctoral researcher in psychiatry at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. And her team tracked the social media use and sleep troubles of 1,800 Americans aged 19 to 32. They say, on average, participants spent 51 minutes a day on social media and visited social media 30 times a week. Yet, 30%, I don't know if it's yet or thus, 30% of participants said they also suffered sleep disturbances. So they say this doesn't prove a cause and effect, but okay, don't spend any more money on this study. I was just going to tell you right now, it messes up your sleep. Okay? It's ridiculous. And my kids, I mean, this extends to my kids. Some of you guys listen to my show delayed, and so when you call in, you get the message line. So let's go to the phone lines and hear what some of you guys have to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Doc Dolly. My name is Alisa, and I'm calling from Paso Robles, California. I was calling in regards to the 14-year-old that got a hemorrhage from falling. My thing is I have two teenage daughters, and I am at the point where I'm going to make their phones only talk and text because there is no reason under the sun that they need any kind of social media, which they don't have at this point that I know of. So I'm going to eliminate that altogether and just have the phone for talk and text, and that's it. And once they're of age, they can go and get all the data that they want for the phone. But until then, they're just going to have talk and text. And that's my solution to the problem of the world being bigger than it needs to be for them, because it is. The world is way too big. They have access to way too much stuff on the Internet, and I don't appreciate it as a parent, so I'm going to solve my problem with my children. Anyway, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, that when I heard that message, I was like, okay, that is brilliant. The world is way too big. That really hit home to me because that's how I feel with my kids. I mean, they're young still. They're still, and I mean, look, I know that, kids decades ago, especially in wartime and things like that, have seen things that obviously my kids have never seen, and I wish my kids wouldn't ever have to see those things that, of course, my ancestors had to. And, you know, we kind of worry that our kids are wussified and not, you know, not as mature as they could be or as their predecessors were. But then on the flip side, they have access to things that they probably shouldn't have access to. And we're not just talking about porn and that kind of thing. They have access to the manipulation. And I'm wondering, I'm not sure how we do this without really good parenting, really. I think that's kind of the key. You know, how do we slow down on kids' access to social media? I'm just as guilty. Okay, yeah, listen to my show. There's a lot of kids that listen to my show. I know, believe it or not. I know. I do keep it clean. I keep it clean. A lot of kids, you know, they do. I'll meet people in Vegas especially, and there was a mom, and she goes, look at what my kid does. You know, I'm thinking, okay, the kid is going to juggle or the kid is going to do something, and the kid looks at me and goes, what? And I go, I do that. And she's like, I know. He listens to you all the time. What? I'm like, okay, first of all, let me apologize, okay? Because if your kid, I used to do that in medical school all the time. And I mean, I almost got kicked out of medical school because it showed how, you know, stupid I was. All right, so basically, the pseudostratified columnar epithelium is lining these, what? I used to do all the time, like, wait, there's really no debate. You know, there's no debate. So there's this disease called Kawasaki's disease. What? Kawasaki? Wait. That sounds fake. What? Because I do that all the time. Please, don't teach your kids to do that. One of my sons, I caught him doing that. He was talking to his friend. He's like, what? I'm like, no, don't. It's so annoying. No, don't do that. But I'll get a radio show like you, Mom. No. No, you probably won't. All right? I think people are so sick of that. Don't. I told you I've had to have the talk with my kids about, you know, what they see online. Now, having parental controls is paramount, okay? But I understand that kids go to other kids and sleep over, or they have access on their smartphone. That, you know, kids can access anything now. They could, you know, it's scary. You know, I hope that my kids have a good head on their shoulders and they know not to look at certain sites, but they don't, you know, one site, and maybe my kids are trying to snow me. I don't know what this site is called, but maybe you guys would know. It's kind of like a Mr. Ed sort of cartoon, but with Star Wars characters. So you have, these stormtroopers, you know, do stupid things. So, like, you saw a stormtrooper bring his kid to work. And he didn't want to bring his kid to work, but the wife was yelling at him that he had to bring his kid to work. So he brings his kid to work, and then he runs into Darth Vader. And you see Darth Vader, who kind of looks like another clay figure, kind of like a clay figure, right? So Darth Vader's looking at the stormtrooper, and you think, oh, no, you know, Darth Vader's going to kill the stormtrooper. Well, instead, the stormtrooper is like, I get you, you know, and then, you know, Darth Vader, you know, goes and kills some of the other, commanders, and then he apologizes to the kid that the kid has to see. And I can't do the justice, but my kids watch those things. So thank God my kids are at the age where they watch stupid spoofs. You know, another thing they like to watch is, they like to watch Key and Peele, and that's pretty funny. And they like to watch Conan O'Brien's Donald Trump spoofs. Now, apparently, Conan O'Brien does these videos where he has somebody pretend to be Donald Trump. You know, like, Donald Trump, you know, Mr. Trump, so, you know, how would you handle, you know, the crisis in the Middle East? Well, first, I would tell everybody to shut up. Then, I don't know, he does this, you know, it's stupid stuff, but, you know, okay, the kids are watching that. At least they're not watching anything with curse words. At least they're not watching anything too violent. I mean, clay stormtroopers, you know, shooting each other during bring your child to work day might be a little too violent, but I could handle that. And, you know, they are watching, hopefully, nudity. I mean, not that I know. But, you know, I told them, I go, you know, look, I had that conversation. I told you guys I've had this conversation. It was a very awkward conversation for me to have with them. But I said, look, you know, I want to make sure you ask me and Daddy questions. And I understand you're going to be seeing things that you shouldn't online and think that's the appropriate way you touch a woman or a girl or, you know, and you guys are going to learn sex the wrong way because I have no idea what you guys are looking at online. And I know there's some very, very sick stuff out there. So just know that if you do come across anything online, which you shouldn't be looking at, but if you do or your friends show you something, okay, there's a very good chance that's not the way you're supposed to do it, and I don't want you getting arrested. That's how the conversation went, because they were only like, you know, 10, 11 years old at the time. And I didn't know, and again, I'm a family doctor, you think I would know how to say that? So that's what I did. I go, look, you know, you may think that it's appropriate to do what you see online, and you could actually get arrested. And I thought that was appropriate for me to tell my kids. Okay, I mean, you can't just go and grab somebody. You can't go in and they don't know what they're watching. And having that type of access, despite the controls, despite the rules you have, despite the good parenting, okay, the kid, you know, there's always somebody who goes, hey, look at this. And these kids show each other these videos all the time. And how do you do that? Now, I do give talks at schools. I do. I come to the kids' school, and I talk, and I teach the kids. I haven't done any sex ed lectures yet. You know, usually, you know, the sex ed programs are already, you know, the curriculum is there. But, you know, the teachers probably know that rather than teaching the kids, I would sit there and rip them all a new one and tell them, you know, to stop showing my kids X, Y, and Z. None of you guys should be looking at that. And because I get, you know, my kids' friends I yell at. I don't care who's your mama. Okay, if I think you're doing something inappropriately or if I think you're a bad influence on my son, I'm going to rip you a new one. And so they already know me as that. You know, man, don't get Dahlia mad. Help me, mommy, help me. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Sometimes some of you guys are kind of grumpy, and it's okay. I don't mind you guys being grumpy. Harrison writes, he asked his doctor if he knew of a supplement, and I don't know what this is, so I don't want to talk about the supplement. But the the bulk of his email is basically being mad at doctors. And he goes, I'm tired of you doctors dissing herbs and supplements. Face it, you all are greedy and want to monopolize the medicine market. Quit lying to your patients. So Harrison's obviously mad he has a beef. And we've talked about this before with supplements, etc. And the reason why I bring up this email is in the news, we hear of a 27-year-old college graduate. I don't know if he's a graduate student or if he's a graduate, but he's only 27 years old. He died. And he died of liver failure because he overdosed on a traditional Chinese medicine. He was using this medicine to help him with hair growth. I guess he Xiao Wu is the Chinese herb, and he was using it to treat hair loss. Because he was hunting for a job, he thought it would help, and he died, they say, of liver cancer. I thought it originally was liver failure, so this article is talking about two different things. His father said he was a master's student at the College of Life Science and Technology in Central South Florida, or University of Forestry and Technology, sorry about that, Central South University of Forestry and Technology, graduated last summer, and he wanted to increase the chance of getting a better job. Doctors prescribed 8 courses of the treatment containing the He Xiao Wu, or the Chinese knotweed. It's a type of herbal weed used in traditional medicine to help, Chinese medicine to help hair growth. His father said he had showed signs of illness and always found food tasteless while taking the medicine. The boy had, Faye had realized his hair loss issue still existed, so he decided to go to another hospital for further treatment. The second hospital prescribed a similar tonic that also contained the He Xiao Wu. So they found that, by August 26, he was already in liver damage during a physical checkup. By the summer, by September 1, he was told that it looks like it was from toxicity from the medication. By November 13th, his illness worsened. He was taken to a military hospital in Beijing. Subsequent medical treatment, he was not able to be resuscitated, and he died. I'm not sure why they said liver cancer, okay, in the earlier article. It, to me, from what I understand, it was just liver failure. So, of course, his, family is devastated, et cetera. And I'm not saying, okay, this is why we doctors don't, I mean, I'm not using this as an excuse, okay? What this highlights, though, is many times we have no idea that what you're taking could be overdosing you, okay? Red yeast rice. Many of you guys like to take that to lower your cholesterol, and it works. The stuff works. Okay, I have no problem with that. It works. I just don't know what is overdosing your liver. Red yeast rice acts like a statin medication. Very similar to what a Lipitor does, or a Pravacol does, or a Crestor, a Torvastatin, Pravastatin, Simvastatin, Simvastatin Zocor. So any of those medications that you take for cholesterol, red yeast rice acts similarly to that. The problem is we don't know if you're on 10 milligrams, 20 milligrams, 40 milligrams of a statin, which has been studied and studied and studied, all right? And we could kind of quantitate it a little bit better. We don't know. So when somebody says, I want to go grab a bottle of this, well, which bottle? Which brand? Who's watching the brand? Yeah, there could be a good brand, and you may really, really like the company, but what if something changes in the company? What if somebody else is running the company, and they're halfway, and they're cutting corners? You know, and that's an issue. You know, the FDA, it's not the best system out there, but they're very, very strict. And in order to maintain your status of having an FDA-approved drug, you need to have a very consistent means of producing that medication. And that medication has to be, you know, very consistent. Whereas generics, no, they're not being watched. Over-the-counter supplements, all right? I think there's a lot of medicine to be offered that God gave us in our plants and in our fruits and in our flowers. I think in our soil. I think there's a lot of things on this earth that we could use to treat ourselves. But then you have somebody who goes into liver failure with something, and we don't know why. Maybe he was overdosing on it. Maybe it was just a little bit. Maybe with just one little, you know, when people say, well, you know, they went to liver failure because they overdosed. Overdose doesn't necessarily mean you consume too much in terms of volume. if it was just too much for your body to take, it could have been a little baby speck. Could have been a little flea-sized speck of dust or whatever. That could be enough to mess up. So an overdose doesn't necessarily mean big quantities. Oh, I have no idea. The unpredictability of many of these medications. Now, some of you are probably yelling at the radio now, going, well, Dahlia, pharmaceutical drugs can do the same thing. Absolutely. You're 1,000% correct. Why do you think I watch your liver all the time? If I give you a cholesterol medication, I am watching your liver like a hawk. In fact, I watch the liver within a month. The recommendations are to get a blood test within 3 months of you starting a cholesterol medication. I like to do it within a month. If I detect anything messing with the liver, and I've got to be honest, I rarely see it. I rarely see effects on the liver with the cholesterol medication. I rarely do it. Maybe it's because I start so low. You know, maybe it's because I tell them don't drink while you're on it and, you know, realize this could affect your liver, so you're being a little bit more cautious. But, and, you know, I'm comfortable with certain brands. If one of you walks in on a Zocor 80, an 80 milligram, I would probably switch brands to something lower, add something to it, a fenofibrate or something that can be an adjunct to the cholesterol medicine just to get you on less of the statin. Because, again, you don't mess with the liver. You don't mess with the kidneys. You don't mess with the pancreas. You don't mess with the heart. You don't mess with the brain. You don't mess with the wife. You just don't mess with certain things. And those are just rules of thumb. So here's Harrison upset. And mind you, Harrison, I'm not upset with you. I get it. Okay? You go to your doctor. You want to, you know, add something to your regimen that you think would help you, that's, you know, available in an, you know, in a nutritional store, and your doctor basically shuts you down. I understand why you're upset. I get that. Okay? I would prefer, though, doctors, if they do turn you down, explain why. Now, a lot of times we can't explain a very good reason, okay? And I could tell you the reason because I could say whatever I want. I tell you straight, all right? Your family will sue the living daylights out of us if we tell you to go take something and then you die of liver failure. So I don't know what's going to happen in China with this case, but if this happened here in the States where I said, go take this for your hair loss, and then you end up in liver failure and you die, guess who's going after me and is closing my practice down? So, you know, we may like it. We may think, you know what, I heard some cool stuff with that. We cannot, on the record, recommend anything that we can't defend. Now, and that's what I was taught in medical school. If you can't defend, okay, to the fullest extent, why you chose that medicine or why you chose that course of action, you might want to rethink it. And it's a crappy way to do things. It's a crappy way to do medicine, but that's the way the system is. Now, if there ends up being a law where, you know, if we want to promote, you know, herbs and supplements and things out there, and somebody, you know, promotes a law saying, look, if you have a side effect to something that is supplement-related, you can't sue your doctor, then maybe you'll see more doctors and medical providers say, yeah, go ahead and take it. But right now, mm-mm. You know, why do you keep on hearing in these PSAs, tell your doctor if you're taking over-the-counter supplements, tell your doctor, all right? Because if it interacts with your Coumadin you're taking, or your heart medication, or your cholesterol medication, okay? I mean, you know, we need to know about it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, while we're watching what's going on in Flint, Michigan, we're being told that multiple Michigan cities have concerning lead water levels. And the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality records show that 6 private water supplies in Michigan and 2 municipalities, not including Flint, meet or exceed the federal limit on lead and copper in water tested at the customer tap. This is being reported by MLive.com. Another 6 private and 16 municipal systems across the state, ranging in size from 25 customers to more than 120,000, tested for levels that are below the U.S. federal limit, but above safety benchmarks used by the World Health Organization and Virginia Tech. So Michigan cities with lead at or above the World Health Organization benchmark include Kalamazoo, Muskegon Heights, Benton Harbor, Owosso, Ionia, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Marysville, and St. Louis. So,
I'm actually from Michigan, you know. And
yeah?
That explains it.
That's why I'm crazy.
No, actually, I know a lot of people in Michigan Heights, and the one thing I can say is they separate themselves pretty heavily from Muskegon and Orchard View counties around there, both in school board and obviously now in water, too, which would be kind of part of the reason. But also,
are
my uncle lives in Kalamazoo, this kind of hits home, so...
Is Michigan Heights kind of fancy?
No. Michigan Heights, I think, what was it? There were only 3 cops on, so that's where all the kids went whenever they wanted to do something, because that was the ghetto. That is the ghetto. They don't have, the city doesn't pay for roads or most roads. I remember my friends lived there, and they had to get the whole road to pitch in together to have somebody come in and pave over all the potholes. It's designed like it should be a rich county, but it actually has, or school district, I think, is the way I remember it mostly, because I remember the school board was separate from the Muskegon school board.
Oh.
It's been so long since I lived there, I vaguely remember this stuff, but I'm just saying it hits home, and I'm not surprised at all, because that is...
Yeah.
Actually, there's an article I was reading just now about pollutants in... around minorities and poorer classes, and that's where the most toxic shops set up. So I'm not surprised at all. Actually, I'll send you the link.
Yeah, please do. Now, it makes sense. You know, you're okay. How is the Flint water supply completely exclusive just to Flint and not, you know, and not everything is connected? You know, what was it? What did we learn from Finding Nemo? All, you know, water leads to the ocean, or all, I don't know, pipes lead to the ocean? Whatever. Okay, I don't know. I got to watch Nemo again. It taught us a lot. We learned a lot from the Finding Nemo movie. So, all right, well then, how do you test your own home's lead level? I mean, you know, usually we recommend, okay, contact your state agency, contact the EPA, but many of you are like, okay, well, I'm going to be, you know, waiting for weeks. How do I know what my lead levels are in my home? Well, there are multiple little test kits out there. You could get test kits, I guess, at Home Depot and Lowe's and Amazon. Somebody here writes from WCPO that there's an H2OK kit, you know, for H2O for water, H2OK kit, right, for $10. And I guess it tests for metals, minerals, and acidity. There's one for $25 that also includes lead. It uses these strips dipped in a vial of tap water, and then it shows you the metals, that kind of thing. The CDC, they're obviously watching the situation. They're looking at all nearby, you know, areas that use the water supply. And I think this is something that should be ongoing throughout the whole country. And my guess is it is. I know many of us don't really, I don't want to use the word, you know, care or find this relevant, because you use bottled water, et cetera. But it's extremely relevant. I mean, you know, you wash your dishes, you wash off your fruits, you use the water for cooking. I mean, you know, just because you're drinking from your water bottles, doesn't necessarily mean this isn't affecting you. And how many of you, like right now, I'm drinking an iced tea. I have an iced tea from McDonald's. Now, was that water that they're using for my iced tea Voss? Was it Dasani? Was it a bottled one? No. Was it Aquafina? No. It was probably from the tap.
Also, don't forget that most bottled water is also from the tap. That's what that whole Nestle upshake was about,
right,
using tap water. So are they testing their tap water before they're bottling it? I mean, you're still drinking tap water.
Right. See? You see? So, I mean, you know, water has to come from something. So, I know some of you are like, well, that's why I just drink beer. No. Okay, there's water in beer, too. Yep, there is. All right. So, and look, don't be afraid of water. All right, but I think it's a nice, I think it's a very, very nice idea to, you know, get it checked, okay? All right, that's all I'm going to say. A lot of you guys drink coffee. You're like, to heck with all of you, I'm going to drink coffee, and by the time the coffee grounds and the filters get through it, I'm good. I doubt the filters are really filtering for lead. That would be pretty cool. If one of you guys want to make a lot of money, why don't you patent something that filters out lead from your water? Does a reverse osmosis system do that? I don't know much about water filtration. All right, obviously, I don't know a lot about a lot, if you guys have noticed. But that'd be cool. If you guys want to make a lot of money, figure out how to just add something to your tap. And does the Brita filter? I don't know. I don't like the Brita filter. I apologize because I taste it. The water tastes different to me. I have a real good sense of taste. That I could do. I can't see well. I can't hear well. I can't do radio well. I can't dance. I can't cook, but I sure could taste. And I could taste something like hours before it's about to spoil. That's just me. By the way, you coffee drinkers, they say caffeine is unlikely to make your heart jittery. So for those of you who think that the heart or is getting all palpating is the word. I got to stop making up words. The Dahlia Dictionary. For those of you that think your heart palpitations is from your caffeine, there's a study saying, no, it's not so. They say that extra morning espresso, chai tea, or plain old cup of joe may give you a buzz, but it should not make your heart take extra beats. So they studied cardiac ectopy, and they looked at data gathered from participants in the cardiovascular health study, and they found absolutely no evidence that frequent consumption of caffeine containing foods, coffee, tea, chocolate, had any impact on premature atrial contractions, which are PACs, and premature ventricular contractions, PVCs. Now, you see, I never thought that the caffeine would give you an abnormal rhythm, okay? Ectopy, where you have an extra beat, an extra electrical impulse causing an extra beat. I just thought caffeine raised the heart rate. And when you raise the heart rate, if you currently have PACs and PVCs, you'll now feel more of them. Because if, let's say, you average one PVC, I don't know, every 30 seconds, every, you know, 30 beats, now if every 30 beats is a little quicker, then you'll feel more. You see? You get that? You dig? All right. So, chocolate, we're good. Whew. We're good. In an accompanying editorial, that's what cardiologists like to do. They like to accompany editorials. From the Atlanta VA Medical Center and the Emory University, they reviewed the evidence examining the impact of caffeine consumption on the heart. And here they go. This is going to sound really, really scientific. Recent published studies, including prospective cohorts, clinical investigations, and meta-analyses, generally show coffee consumption is safe for the heart. Thank you for that accompanying editorial. That was from Peter W.F. Wilson and Heather Bloom. You guys have, it's really funny when you go to these medical meetings. It is so funny. Oh, my gosh. You guys have to go to a medical meeting. Okay. All right. You sit there. And, oh, man. Anyway, you're ready to go. You are so tired and bored. All of a sudden, somebody goes, oh, I have an accompanied editorial. And everyone's like, oh, they sit back down. They sit back down for the accompanied editorial. I'm out the door. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.